Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
And today we're talking about two different things that have to do with the theater.
Okay, I love watching movies. What about you?
I love watching movies, too. Now, sometimes I like watching them in the theater, but sometimes I prefer to watch them at home. And it usually has to do with maybe if the movie is a very exciting movie or it's a very popular movie, I try to watch it in the theater.
Right.
But also, just because I like popcorn.
I prefer watching movies at home just because it's more comfortable. But like you said, it really depends on the movie or if I really, really, really want to watch it right now, then I'll go to the movie theaters to watch it. But other than that, I like to enjoy my movies at home because you can be more comfortable.
You can turn it off if you need to go to the bathroom or you can just watch it later or something like that. So there's two obviously very good choices about where you can watch movies, but we're going to focus today on watching movies in the theater. So let's find out what we're talking about right now.
Reading. Fun facts. You're at the movie theater, excited to watch the latest action movie. There's just one thing you need before you find your seat. Popcorn. Today, this snack is commonly sold at theaters. But when did the trend of having popcorn while watching movies start? A. As soon as the first movie theaters opened. B. When the U.S. suffered the Great Depression. C. Sometime during the 1980s. You're right if you guessed B. The first movie theaters in the 20th century didn't serve any foods. They were very fancy, and at that time, popcorn was street food in the U.S. Thus, it didn't fit early theaters' classy environments. During the U.S.'s Great Depression, theater owners wanted them to appeal to the common folk, so they became more relaxed. Films were made with sound then, which meant the noise of eating popcorn wouldn't annoy other moviegoers. Many Americans would buy this cheap snack from the street before entering the theaters. Movie theaters took notice and began producing popcorn themselves. By 1945, movies were associated with this delicious food in the U.S. This trend has since spread around the globe. Today, many people can't imagine watching a movie without enjoying this yummy snack.
You're at the movie theater, excited to watch the latest action movie.
Okay, woohoo!
All right, so let's take a look at our grammar point here. Now, because we use the same subject, we can kind of get rid of the subject and exchange it for an adjective to explain it. So, for example, we have James was tired. That's one sentence. The second sentence is he still stayed up watching TV. That's our second sentence. Now, because James is the same as he, we can get rid of the subject or we can kind of take away the subject and we can use an adjective to say tired, comma, James still stayed up watching TV. So because the two subjects are the same, we can kind of use the adjective to describe it instead. Okay, next we can say the runner was confident and energetic. He won the race in the end. So again, we could take the adjectives, we put it in the front, we could say confident and energetic, comma, the runner won the race in the end.
Okay, so we're excited to watch an action movie, but we're not ready yet.
Okay, what are we missing?
Popcorn.
Yes, obviously. Okay, of course, we're missing popcorn.
That's the most important part. And here in the article, the writer agrees. It says, there's just one thing you need before you find your seat. Popcorn.
Right. Okay, popcorn or for me, other kind of snacks as well.
Chocolate maybe?
Yeah, chocolate for sure. All right, next it says, today this snack is commonly sold at theaters. But when did the trend of having popcorn while watching movies start? Yeah, that's actually a really good question because every time when I go to the theaters, I always think of, okay, you need snacks, you need popcorn, you need your drink, you need everything ready. So when do we start having popcorn?
You know, I don't know, but I feel like this question has some answers we can give. Because it is our fun facts article.
That's
so
right.
Let's look at answer A and see what answer A. So remember, the question is, when did we start having popcorn while watching movies? Mm-hmm. Okay. So answer A, as soon as the first movie theaters opened.
Okay.
So as soon as, this phrase is used to show that something happens immediately after something else. There's no delay or no time in between the two events. It's bam, bam, like mm-hmm. that. Okay, so an example sentence could be, call me as soon as you get in. I want to know that you're safe. Don't wait 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Call me right away.
Yes.
Yeah.
A second later.
Mm.
All right, so choice B is, when the U.S. suffered the Great Depression.
Mm.
Okay, so in history, in the United, history of the United States, the U.S. went through something called the Great Depression. Now, they suffered the Great Depression. Let's first take a look at our vocabulary word suffer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a verb and it means to experience something really unpleasant. So it could be pain.
Mm-hmm.
You could suffer from a stomach ache, a headache. You can suffer from a loss. Maybe your car is gone.
Mm.
Or maybe, unfortunately, something like someone passed away in your family.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be just something like damage as well. So, for example, I can say, I'm suffering from a stomach ache.
Oof.
It means my stomach really hurts. I have pain in my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Or those people suffered a lot during the war. So maybe they lost something, like maybe they lost their homes
mm-hmm.
or
family
someone.
Members, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got A, which is as soon as movie theater opened.
Okay.
Movie theaters opened. B, during the Great Depression. Okay, and next is C, sometime during the 1980s.
Okay.
Okay, so that would be maybe like, at this point, like 40 years ago,
yeah.
something like that. 30, 40 years ago. Okay, so we did see this adverb sometime during the 1980s. We use this adverb to talk about an action that happens at some time in the future or sometime in the past, but we don't know exactly when.
Hmm.
So sometime in the 1980s, maybe 1984, maybe 1989, we don't really know when. Here's another example. I have to go to the post office sometime next week. I'll mail your letter then. Maybe Thursday, maybe Saturday.
Mm.
We don't know when.
All right. So, mm-hmm. all right. Are you guys ready to guess the answer?
Yes.
Okay. I want to really know as well.
Okay.
So, you're right if you guessed B.
I guessed A.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought A as well because I always associated movie theaters, popcorn.
Yeah.
So, it's natural.
Yeah. I just thought, I don't know, like, they just go hand in hand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They go well together.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know it was because of the Great Depression.
Well, we're wrong. All right, let's find out why.
Okay.
Okay, it says here, the first movie theaters in the 20th century didn't serve any foods.
Okay.
No food at all?
Yeah, that's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Every time I watch a movie, I have to have a
food.
Snack. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so when did this kind of tradition start? It says, they were very fancy, and at that time, popcorn was street food in the U.S.
Okay, so I guess, like, at the very beginning, like, people dressed up to go to the movies. Like,
it was a big event,
it was, like, a big party. All their friends might have been there.
Mm-hmm.
But no food.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, popcorn's kind of hard to clean, so
yeah.
maybe that's why. Okay, so popcorn is street food in the U.S. Let's find out why in a minute.
So a long time ago, going to the movie theater was a very fancy event. Now, when something is fancy, it means it's not plain or ordinary. It's maybe very expensive, it's very fashionable, it's very high-end. For example, we could say, everyone wore fancy clothes to the wedding.
So in a fancy place, you're probably not going to eat street food.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not classy. It's not fancy.
Exactly. Well, I'm not a classy person because I love street food.
I love street food as well.
Mm-hmm. So street food is food that's sold by a vendor on the street, often from a small cart or at a stall in a market. Now, it's cooked right where you are. We call that on the spot. So it's ready to eat as soon as you buy it. You don't have to wait. You can just dig right in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, there's lots of street food in Taiwan.
There's so many.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite?
I think my favorite is probably, The onion pancake.
Oh.
Like the danbing.
Tonyo bing.
Or yeah, like that. Yeah. With the cheese and bacon.
Oh my gosh. That is delicious.
So good.
That's really good. Mm-hmm. I really like eating the stewed, like you grab all the different things, like the meat, the vegetables.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, I love that. Or like, there's also one that's like the salty chicken one.
Okay.
That's really good. 咸素鸡, 咸水鸡. I love that one.
Oh, now I'm hungry.
I know, me too. So much good and delicious street food in Taiwan. It's
right.
never ending.
Yeah.
All right. So next, the article then says, thus, it didn't fit early theater's classy environment. So again, here we see the fancy, classy. It just means it's very, very, you know, nice. So when something is classy, this adjective just means it's really special and really attractive. Mm. You won't see people in messy clothing. They're very, very well-dressed. Mm-hmm. And it's something that's really, you know, really nice.
Right. So like, if you went to a very formal hotel for like someone's very expensive wedding or something like that, and you came in with your bucket of chicken and you're just
you
wouldn't fit in very well.
No, not fancy.
Okay. So when did this change for popcorn? It says during the US's Great Depression, theater owners wanted them to appeal to the common folk. So they became more relaxed.
Mm.
Okay, so we use this phrase, appeal to. They wanted to appeal to the common folk. Now, if something appeals to you, it seems attractive or interesting in a way that you want to have it or use it. For example, this cartoon really appeals to young children.
Mm-hmm.
What's more, it's educational. Young children like it. And they learn from it.
That's right.
Right. So these movie theater owners in the Great Depression, when people didn't have very much money, more and more people were losing all their money. People were starting to be poor. They couldn't really afford to go to theaters anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so movie theaters changed. They changed their prices and stuff. But they also wanted to bring more people in.
Exactly.
And people were eating popcorn because it was cheap and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were appealing to these common folk and bringing in more popcorn.
Right. Folk here just means, we use this to talk about a group of people. But it's a really, really friendly and non-formal way to call people. So you can use people, of course, but you can also say, oh, folks, as a way to talk about, a non-formal way to talk about people.
Right.
For example, sometimes my cousin in the country doesn't understand us city folks.
Mm.
Okay, so that means that he just doesn't really understand us city people.
Right. Yeah, so maybe we can call him country folk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's a good idea to let you guys know that the adjective common in that sentence means ordinary or not special in any way. Now, it's sometimes used to describe people like the common man or common folk to say ordinary or normal people. However, you should be careful using it this way because it can sometimes sound like an insult or like you're saying something bad about people. A good rule then is to usually just use the word ordinary instead.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Common folk, common people sounds a little bit rude. In some ways.
Sometimes
it depends.
If you're using it to describe poor people in a negative way, it can be used as sort of like a bad way to say it. It wasn't in the article, but I guess it depends how you use your voice.
How you use it, how you write it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So next, the article says, films were made with sound then, which meant the noise of eating popcorn wouldn't annoy other moviegoers. Oh, that's right, because films a long time ago didn't have any sound.
Mm.
And then after, sound started to appear. So the sound would kind of cover the noise of people eating. So yeah, you don't want to, you know, to be in a silent movie and you hear people crunching on things. It could annoy other people.
Mm.
Now, when you annoy someone or you annoy someone else, it just means you bother someone and you kind of make them feel a little bit angry. Yeah, like for example, my little brother likes to annoy me by going into my room.
Ugh. Stay out of my room, little brother. Okay, so the movie theaters wanted more people to come watch movies. But at the time, like we said, people didn't have a lot of money. So when they did go see a movie, they always did something before they went in.
Okay.
Here it says, many Americans would buy this cheap snack from the street before entering the theaters.
Oh, okay.
So they'd say, oh, there's popcorn outside. I like popcorn. I want to watch a movie. So you just go buy it there and bring it in.
Yeah, why not? Okay, next it says, movie theaters took notice and began producing popcorn themselves. So they realized, okay, people were buying popcorn outside on the streets. Mm-hmm. Well, why not sell popcorn inside of the movie theater so I can attract more people? Mm-hmm. Okay, so the movie theaters started to take notice. When you take notice of something, it just means you start to pay attention to it. So they began to pay attention to people doing this.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good idea for them. They started making it in the theater. Now, people don't have to go outside to buy it. And here it says, by 1945, movies were associated with this delicious food in the U.S. So, popcorn became associated with movie theaters. When you associate A with B, two things that are associated with each other, like A and B, they're connected to each other in some way. Now here, popcorn became connected to movies, and now it's impossible to think about going to the movies without popcorn or some other snack. Now we can connect these things easily now. Here's another example. I always associate hot chocolate with cold winter days because that was the best time to drink it when I was a child. Okay, so now just think about movies and popcorn together.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The article then says, this trend has since spread around the globe. Mm. Now, when we talk about the globe, it just means around the world.
That's right.
For example, we can say the scientists traveled all around the globe to study animals and plants.
So you went really far.
Yeah, to all these different countries around the world.
Right. Okay, so as we said earlier, you can't really think about it without...
I know. Yeah, right? Without popcorn movies,
it comes... It just goes together.
Hand in hand.
Right. And that's why the article says, today, many people can't imagine watching a movie without enjoying this yummy snack. Yummy snack. Okay. So, like we said, it's true for me. I can't imagine, or I can't even think about going to the movies without getting popcorn. In fact, sometimes I go to the movies just so I can eat the popcorn. I just want the popcorn. I'm happy to watch a movie, but give me that popcorn. I'm too lazy to make it at home, or I don't have a microwave. It's just easier to get it there.
Yeah, and plus sometimes at the movie theaters, they have special flavors.
Right.
In Taiwan, they have the salty and the sweet. Mm-hmm. Okay, the sweet one is actually pretty good. So it's
okay. It's not my favorite. But
you like the salty ones,
I like
ones,
the
right?
salty. And then I have like a cheese flavor that I can pour on it. And
you
it
bring
make...
your own cheese powder?
I do.
Okay, I'm going to learn that from you. That's actually really smart.
Yeah, in Canada, I know in Canada and the U.S. they have different flavors. Mm. They put like barbecue flavor, yum. Stuff like that. So it's always a really nice treat. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we've talked all we can talk about popcorn. Mm-hmm. Even though I can talk forever about popcorn, we're going to go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, so our For You Chat question is all about snacks.
Yum.
Okay, so what snacks, if any, do you like to eat while watching movies? Why? Now, here's an important thing, that if any means if you don't like snacks at movies, you should tell us why you don't like snacks.
Okay, well, in general, I don't eat a lot of snacks, but when I do watch a movie, I do go for the Taiwanese street snacks.
Okay.
Because now we can bring food into the movie theater.
Except stinky tofu.
Except stinky tofu because it smells too much.
Yeah.
So I would bring things like I said, the salty chicken things, or the luwei, the stewed vegetables and meat. I do enjoy popcorn sometimes.
Okay.
And of course, I can't without my gummy bears.
Oh, good choice. Gummy bears.
I love gummy bears.
Yeah.
So when I'm watching a movie, I like to snack on gummy bears a lot. So that's my probably number one snack.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If I was going to go for something not popcorn, I would probably go for something chocolate.
Yes.
Maybe like those grape gummy chocolates
that you can get
in 7-Elevens. Mm-hmm. I really like those. And those are good for movie watching.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what about you guys? If you guys like snacks at the movies, what do you like and why? And if you don't eat snacks at the movies, tell us why too. But we're out of time. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fun facts. You're at the movie theater, excited to watch the latest action movie. There's just one thing you need before you find your seat. Popcorn. Today, this snack is commonly sold at theaters. But when did the trend of having popcorn while watching movies start? A. As soon as the first movie theaters opened. B. When the U.S. suffered the Great Depression. C. Sometime during the 1980s. You're right if you guessed B. The first movie theaters in the 20th century didn't serve any foods. They were very fancy, and at that time, popcorn was street food in the U.S. Thus, it didn't fit early theaters' classy environments. During the U.S.'s Great Depression, theater owners wanted them to appeal to the common folk, so they became more relaxed. Films were made with sound then, which meant the noise of eating popcorn wouldn't annoy other moviegoers. Many Americans would buy this cheap snack from the street before entering the theaters. Movie theaters took notice and began producing popcorn themselves. By 1945, movies were associated with this delicious food in the U.S. This trend has since spread around the globe. Today, many people can't imagine watching a movie without enjoying this yummy snack.
Vocabulary Review. Suffer. The country suffered great hunger due to the poor harvest. Sometime. I'm busy this week, but we can meet up sometime next week. Fancy. Frank took his girlfriend out for dinner at a fancy restaurant. Folk. The king didn't care about the common folk of his country and often treated them cruelly. Annoy. Reggie annoyed his teacher so much that he was sent to the principal's office. The Globe. The best actors, singers, and sports players are famous all around the globe.